Well, I'd like to think about yesterday to start with, because yesterday is known to me and to some of my generation as Mothering Sunday. Sadly, its origins and name are now lost in the welter of flowers, cards and chocolates that we know as Mother's Day. But back in medieval times, people went to the largest church in their area, the so-called Mother Church, to worship God on this particular Sunday. Later on, the custom changed so that the date became a day off for domestic servants, so that they could return to their mother church. Later still, it became customary for these same people to take a day off to visit their families, and especially their mothers. In our present age, the custom has changed again. So now it is the opportunity to send something to our mother to tell her she's not forgotten, and perhaps to express our love for her. But that also raises some questions, too. Is the amount of love we have for our mothers measured by the amount of money we spend on gifts on this Sunday? What about those of us whose mothers have died? And what about those whose relationship with their mothers is strained to breaking point? What should they do? Back in 1999, the Methodist Church introduced a new book of services and prayers. Its publication actually made the national news headlines on BBC Radio 4, because one of the prayers addressed God as our Father and our Mother. Well, for me as a Christian, every Sunday, indeed every day, is a time to thank God for his love and care. So let us keep Mothering Sunday. Let's also celebrate Mother's Day, as they do in the United States, on the second Sunday in May. But let's also celebrate every day the blessings that we receive from God, our Father and our Mother.